Hello, this is Pastor Kevin Vigneault. I'm just sharing some stuff from Romans chapter 8, some helpful truths that I think are very applicable for this time with the coronavirus and people struggling with anxiety and such. There were quite a few things that stuck out to me as I was reading through Romans chapter 8, and the first is this. In verse 22, it talks about all of creation groaning and suffers, how it suffers the pain of childbirth together until now. And not only this, but we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body. And we have great hope in the future and redemption of our bodies, and when God comes and wipes away every tear, and we have the new heaven and the new earth, and God dwells with man, and what a day that will be. And this, any type of sickness is a helpful and good reminder that this is not our home, this is not the eternal state, and we are still living in a sin-cursed world that waits for the day of redemption that will come with Christ and God. So that is just one encouragement for us. Also, maybe you felt overwhelmed, not simply with the virus, but maybe even the talks of the economy crashing, and maybe already you've been out of work because of the virus, or you have your kids home and there's a difficulty with childcare and you don't know how to handle work and taking care of the kids if they're home from school. Many different things that could be difficult during this time. And verse 26 is so encouraging. It says this: in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. So there's just another great encouragement in our prayer lives. As we may feel overwhelmed, not knowing exactly what to say to God, we can trust that the Spirit is there for us as we are believers in Christ as our Lord and Savior, and we have the indwelling of the Spirit. And then verse 28, of course, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom he predestined, he also called. These whom he called, he also justified. These whom he justified, he also glorified. And what an incredible truth here, that though we may not know what the end result of all of this will be in a big scale picture, we do know what God is doing in the small picture in our personal lives. Those of us who have trusted in Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are his, and he is working this out together that we would be conformed to the image of his Son. And that is our ultimate good, and that is for God's glory. So we can have great joy and peace in that, that no matter what we're facing, whether we do get sick, whether we lack work, maybe we're running low on food, or whatever else is going on in our lives during this time, we know that God is sovereign over it, and he is working it out for his glory and our good, which is our Christlikeness. So I do encourage strongly, take this time to be in God's word and to be praying and to be pursuing Christlikeness through all of this. And then verse 31, of course, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died, rather, who was raised. Yes, rather, who was raised. Who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. So, the question comes now, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But on all things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. As we've trusted in Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are in him, and God loves us in him. And surely the Father will never stop loving the Son. And if we are in the Son, then the implication of that is that the Father will never stop loving us. No matter the situation, no matter what comes our way, we cannot be separated from the love of the Father because we are in his Son, Jesus Christ, and he will never stop loving him. So I hope this is an encouragement to you. God is on the throne. He's in control. He's watching over us, and we can therefore be reminded that we look forward to eternity with him. Number two, we can be reminded that the Spirit is interceding on our behalf when we don't know exactly how we ought to pray. Number three, God is working this out for us to be conformed to the image of his Son for his glory. And number four, we can't be separated from the love of God, which is for us in Christ Jesus. Hope that encourages you. And I do encourage you, if you do not know Christ as your Lord and Savior, that you would take this time to consider the truths of God's word, other verses in Romans, that you are a sinner, you've fallen short of God's glory, that the wages of your sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. This Christ Jesus, our Lord, is the Son of God. He took on human flesh, lived a perfect life for you, died on the cross for you, and rose from the dead. And he says that he is the way, the truth, and the life, that no one gets to the Father except through him. So Romans 10:13 says, "For whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved." Just a wonderful text there in Romans chapter 10. And Paul says this, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. Hope you have a great day, and I hope this is an encouragement to you.